Isn't it an amazing, amazing event?
I gotta say, it was probably the highlight of my career so far. I got to the theater and it was almost 3,000 screaming kids who earned their ticket to be there. And they really, really, those kids wanted to be there. And I have to say, I almost forgot the lyrics to Carnival Hearts.
Really?
Because I looked out into the audience and they were singing it at me. And that could have never been possible without radio, because they hear it on the radio and you guys play my song and they hear it and they know the words. So thank you.
Oh my God, that must have given you all kinds of chills.
I really almost forgot the words and I was like jumping around and I was just looking at everybody and freaking out.
Where were you and how did you react when you first heard Carnival Hearts on the radio? It must have been such a thrill.
I was in my kitchen. And I remember I was just standing there and all of a sudden they were like, "Oh, Kayla Diamond, Carnival Hearts." And I was like, "What?" I was like, did they mean me? I mean, there must be another Kayla Diamond, right? And I just heard my voice on the radio. And that had been a dream of mine. Honestly, my true dream, which I thought might have been more attainable, was to actually have my own radio program.
Okay.
In the morning to do what you do, actually.
Okay.
That was my dream job, or to be either that or a news anchor.
Mm-hmm.
So I always wanted to just deliver the news every day, or like play the new hottest song. And I never dreamed that it would be my song on the radio. So hearing that was a dream come true. There's no other way to describe it.
Oh my God. I like to hear how it feels, because I'm never going to hear myself sing on the radio. You know what I mean? It's definitely not one of my talents. But what I'm impressed about in your story, from what I read, is that you actually wanted to pursue law school. That was one of your goals. And then the fact that you entered a music contest in 2015 completely changed the path of your life.
It was crazy. I never thought that music could be a real career. I always thought it was a hobby. So I always wanted to be, you know, a lawyer, because I loved that we got to speak on behalf of people who couldn't speak for themselves. But the beauty in all of this is that music does the same thing. So to be a musical artist, we have to say what people are thinking. You know, when I was a teenager, I listened to all these emo bands like Good Charlotte, Green Day, because they said what I was thinking, and I would just, you know, haul up in my room and listen. And I'm so excited that I get to do that for kids, hopefully, and anybody who's listening.
I'm going to do a little sort of, I call this the quickies. So I'm going to ask you quick questions and you just answer the first answer that comes to mind. We want to get to know you better, okay? Your perfect date would be dinner and a movie, or bowling and a drink?
Ooh. Bowling and a drink, for sure.
If we did The Amazing Race together, would you be the sidekick that would eat the bugs or skydive?
Oh my God. Both sound terrifying, but I'd probably eat the bugs.
You would? Perfect, because I'd skydive.
Perfect. So we're a perfect team.
There you
Amazing
go.
Race. Are you listening to this?
Would you rather spend on one pair of Louboutin or 50 pairs of Converse shoes?
Louboutin all the way.
That is awesome. Because Canadian music is doing so well right now, where is Kayla Diamond going to be in 5 years, 10 years? What can we wish you?
Well, we're hoping not just Canada, but to spread the love from Canada to all over the world, and to just bring that Canadian pride all over the world.
Well, bonne chance.
Merci beaucoup.